5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Justin James.
And welcome back. Man, where have you been? It's been like forever, right? Since I've talked with you. You don't call, you don't write. I mean, where have you been? I've kind of missed you. Well, welcome to the Justin James Show. And again, I have missed you, apparently. That is, I guess, the news thing on there on the news banner or whatever you want to call it. The Justin James Show misses you. Thank you again for tuning in. And I am Justin James. Again, what's crazy is that there's actually other Justin James out there. There's actually, when you go, you type in justinjames.com, you come up with some pianist from Australia, which is kind of interesting. Maybe I should just one day just reach out to him and say, hey, you know, how are you doing? But here's the other thing. I've actually met another Justin James. And yeah, it was epic. It was really, really epic. He wasn't me. And I was not him. And though we share the same name, we're two different people. And it really showed me something interesting that God creates all of us different. And we all have our different traits. We all have our different personalities. We all have our different hair color. I mean, we all have things, but we're still beautiful and we're amazing. And I don't know why I'm rambling about this, but anyway, welcome to the program. I'm so glad you're here. If you have a question, if you'd like to be a part of the program, email me. And this is, you write this down. It's Justin James Show with two S's with the end of James and another S for show at gmail.com. Of course, that's always in the description of every one of my shows. You're welcome to email me any questions or comments or anything that you want to really, you know, just talk about. You know, hey, email me and I'll look at them. I'll respond to you. And if you, any questions you have, I'll put them on the air. So, and we'll talk about them. All right. So this week, a lot has happened. This is Passion Week. And what Passion Week is, it literally deals with all the way from Sunday, or the beginning of the week, when Jesus came in through to Jerusalem, mainly. He rode a donkey in. It was one of the, it was beautiful. I mean, to see that and to even be a part of that celebration, because they were praising Hosanna, 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 you know, one that comes from the Most High. They had the palm leaves. It was just an amazing, amazing entrance for our Lord and King to come into Jerusalem. And if you look at a picture of the wall of the Temple Mount, there's a gate. If you're up on the Mount of Olives and you're looking down at that, you're going to see this gate. And the gate is actually filled in with concrete. And what's going on with that is that's the gate where Jesus went in, or, you know, went in into the city. He went through that gate. And of course, there was a huge celebration and everything. But later, around about 700 AD, maybe a little bit more later, I don't know, anywhere between 8 to, let's say, 1000 AD. I don't know the exact date in front of me, maybe I should, but anyway, one of the sultans that took over Jerusalem, Muslim sultans, he knew that the Messiah was going to come through that gate. So what he did was he did two things. And if you look at the picture today, you'll see it. That gate is filled in. And then they made a graveyard in front of there. Because, again, it's Jewish and you have to be clean. You can't, you know, whatever. So they put a graveyard there. But it's filled in. So you have to be, in order to be Messiah, you have to go through that gate. Well, today it's impossible. So people who have this saying, well, we don't know if the Messiah has really come. We believe that he's coming. You know, that right there is proof that Jesus is Messiah, because he went through the gate. No other thing's going to go through the gate. The order to go through that gate today in today's standards, it will take, it will be insane. Because why? Well, think about it. You have to open the gate up, and now you have to cleanse because there's a graveyard there. Well, anyway, as a Christian, I don't care about the graveyard. It's there. People die. I don't have any issues with it. I know I have some friends that probably do, but I don't personally. It is what it is. Because I already know, one, that my Messiah, Jesus Christ, went through that gate, and they proclaimed that he is the one for the Most High. And that started Passion Week. And that is just an amazing thing to think about. I mean, just the history alone points to Jesus as being the Messiah. And yeah, I know there's people that are always trying to disprove Jesus. Oh, Jesus was this or Jesus was that. Man, history itself, you really look at history itself, you can't argue with history. And you can't argue with the passion and the conviction of the disciples even after Passion Week and even after Jesus ascended into heaven. So I want to talk a little bit about this. Of course, this is coming up. We have, what we call Friday, Good Friday, because Jesus, of course, we know dies on Friday. Around about 3-ish, he started about 3, and when he was on the cross for a while, he died. They buried him, and of course, on Sunday, it's Resurrection Sunday. I don't like, and again, this is, I understand why some people do it, and I understand why some people don't like it. Me personally, this is just me personally, nothing against, I don't like the term Easter. Now, I understand why we use it, because it's just kind of in our dialect, it's kind of embedded in our brain, but it's Resurrection Sunday. It's during Passover. Passover happened because on Friday night, the angel, as we know, if you go back to Exodus, the angel of death passed over Egypt. And if you have the blood over the doorway, the angel of death will not enter. And so that is what we call Passover, because the angel of death passed over because of the blood. And of course, it's huge. That is still a wonderful, wonderful celebration of what God did, because he was able to bring his people out of bondage. Now, fast forward that, now, and we got all this time going on, and about four, we got Moses, and we go through all those different things, and now Jesus is on the scene. And now what does he do? He creates, through God's perfect plan, because of who Christ is, by the way. I love what James D. Kennedy says. He calls him the infinite God-man. In his book, Evangelism Explosion. I love that. The infinite God-man. He is fully man and fully God. He has a plan, and his plan is that he, through his blood, will be the ultimate Passover for those who apply his blood on their life. And those that come to him, knowing, saying, you died for my sins. He was that lamb that we shed the blood from. It's an exciting week. It's Passover week, right? So I got to take a quick break. I want to get some more stuff in it. We got some things to talk about within Notre Dame, and I want to really talk about that, because there's some great, great things, some lessons we can learn from this tragedy. It really is. But be right back right after this.
You're listening to The Justin James Show. If you need that aerial photo, there is no one else to call but O'Madden Aerial Photography. They are able to take stunning photos or videos of your place of business, home, worship, or just about anything you can think of. They are highly professional, and they use state-of-the-art drone technology. Realtors love aerial photography because they are able to show the entire house to their clients. And churches love to be able to see their whole building that the Lord has provided. Whatever your reason, now is the time to call. 972-834-4890. That is 972-834-4890. Or check them out at omadinaerialphotography.com. Omadin Aerial Photography, the finest in the air.
Now after the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the tomb. Suddenly there was a severe earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, came and rolled away the stone, and sat on it. His appearance was as lightning, and his clothes were as white as snow. The guards were shaken and became like dead men, because they were so afraid. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus, the one who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he was lying." Jesus is risen, and that's why we have our faith. That's why we have our hope, because he is risen. It wasn't because of our works. It wasn't because of any man's work, but by his work. That is why we are risen. I love what Paul says in Romans. He says that by one man, the sin entered the world. By one man, sin entered the world, and by Christ, he liberated us from sin. He literally took away all of our transgressions away from the earth, from us, because he has covered us because of his deed on the cross of Calvary. That is why we celebrate this Resurrection Sunday. That is why we're so passionate and why Christians are so passionate about this week, because of what Jesus did. It wasn't worked by our hands. It was worked by his hands and what he did for us. And that's why through him, we have salvation. It's no by no work that man, any man can boast. That's what he says in Ephesians. No man can boast, because we cannot earn it. We cannot say something. We cannot use, there's nothing. We just have to believe in him and what he did on Calvary. And then the fact that he rose from the dead, that is why we have hope. Welcome back to the Justin James program. I love this. This is what the whole aspect of Christianity is all about. It's right here. This is it. Because of Jesus risen from the dead. That's where our hope is at. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about what's kind of going on in France, because I think it really ties in to this Passion Week, to what's going on. Al Mohler actually wrote a really good column on this the other day, and I was reading through this about Notre Dame. And first of all, it is a tragedy. It is really sad, because it's kind of like it'd be like kind of seeing the Mona Lisa melt with flames. We do appreciate artwork. We do appreciate things that are very, very pretty, that took time and a history. We appreciate things like this. It's part of our humanity. Now, let's kind of dive in a little bit on this. And I want us to really look at what's kind of going on. And this is just some of the comments that I have. And this is just my own personal opinion. Have we seen what's been going on in Europe lately? Have we seen the secularism and people literally pulling away from Christianity? I mean, Europe was it. I mean, without Europe, we wouldn't have the Reformation. We wouldn't have the Puritans. totally pushed through that. We wouldn't have the Pilgrims. We wouldn't have what we have here in America, because it was based off of things that are going on in Europe. And, of course, to come over here, we establish our country, the United States of America, which we're really blessed to live in. But then But a lot of this is coming from Europe. But if you look and you see what has been going on in Europe, when you look at the all of these things about how they look at God and how they view God, and this is why I think it's extremely appropriate, because we're dealing with Passion Week. We're talking about Jesus who died and resurrected from the dead. And we have facts on this. This is proof. We have historical documents all over that Jesus died and he rose. And he's alive. I mean, the disciples died. This wasn't just some thing that they created. And I know that's what some people say. Oh, well, you know, they just created this story. These are just mythical stories that they just want to create. No, it's not. It's more than that. It's literally Jesus dying and raising on the cross for us because of our sin. I mean, that's a word we don't say anymore. I mean, we don't say we're sinners, but we are. And it's not nothing bad. I mean, we are sinners. And I guess it is bad. Okay, maybe. But it's extremely bad because we don't have that intimate relationship with God anymore. We broke that. We broke that. We were circumcised from God. It's not a place where we want to be in. But God had this ultimate plan, and he illustrated it on the cross, and he illustrated it in this tomb. Now, I've been in Jerusalem. I walked the Via della Rosa. It is not an easy walk. It is going uphill. You're going upstairs. You're going uphill. And I mean, I was tired because we just did a lot of walking. I can imagine what Jesus was going through. He never had slept in 24 hours. He was beaten. He had no energy left. But yet he carried that thing up. Of course, he had help, but he carried it up. And he willfully gave his life for us. And we have people who want to pervert that. We want people that want to twist that. And that's what's kind of going on in Europe right now, is that they brought in the French Revolution was one of the big things, was they were removed. They removed all the Christian things that we have. And I know some people call them idols, you know, oh my gosh, the cross is an idol. The cross is not an idol. It is a symbol that we use to remind us of what Jesus did for us. Now, yeah, we can probably get away. Yeah, everybody has something to remind us by. We have a picture of a loved one that we miss. We have a friend of mine has an urn of his parents on his mantle in his fireplace. And every time he looks at that, he sees his father and he reminds him, man, I miss my father. And so these are just some things that we use as in humanity to help us connect with something that's significant in our life. Because that's just the way we are. Now, we're not necessarily worshiping and bowing down and worshiping these things, but these are definitely symbols, and these definitely are things that can help us remember who he is and what he did for us. And so, and I've seen the videos on social media. I've seen it where people that are Muslims that will come in and they will smash them, and you know, smash the Mary and smash some of these idols because they deal with idolatry. I'm not going to go down that road right now. Maybe one day I'll bring a friend on who is Muslim, and we can talk about some of that. And that would be a fun, very, very fun, interesting story. But I'm not here to bash or anything. I'm here to talk about the resurrection of Jesus. At least today, or at least in this podcast. So, but think about this. We have this horrible incident that's going on in Paris, France. I mean, Notre Dame is, I mean, it's a very, very famous church. And that's what it is. It's a church. It's not a memorial. It's not anything, but it's a church. And it's a famous church because it's where, it's like, kind of like Westminster in England. I mean, it's a very, very, very famous church because a lot has happened. First of all, it took 100 years to build that thing. 100 years. Can you imagine? 100 years to build that church throughout different architecture, throughout different ideas and designs and all that. It took 100 years to build it. A lot of history in that church. As you probably read the news and seen different articles, I mean, Napoleon was literally crowned there. I mean, there was a lot of things going on in that church. But no matter what, it's still a church. It's a church building. Now, before you start jumping on me and you start screaming at me, but that's okay, you can do that. But of course, you're always welcome to email me. We already know that the church is the body of Christ. It's not the building that we're in. It's not. And that was one of the things when you start kind of getting into some of this. We look at these buildings of worship and they're gorgeous. They're absolutely gorgeous. But yet we need to pull back and we need to say, is our faith in the building or is our faith in Christ? Now, I got friends who go to very, very big churches and they know that this building is temporal. They know it's brittle. They know it's construction. It was man-made. They know that. And they use these buildings as a way to minister and to be able to present the gospel to thousands of people every week through different avenues of this because they have such a space with it. It's not a status symbol. And I know there's some churches and they're out there. There's some churches that if you're a member of, it's a status symbol. Oh man, I'm a member of this church. Doesn't impress me. But what impresses me is saying, okay, you're a member of that church. What are you doing as a member of that church? Oh, now we're getting somewhere. But let's go back to Notre Dame. Let's really kind of interesting on this because if you look at what's going on in Europe, everybody was standing there and singing and crying and they were heartbroken over a building. Now, again, go back to the Mona Lisa. If we're seeing the Mona Lisa being catch on fire, I think all of us would be just speechless. We would be, whoa, what's going on here? What? Something from history, an iconic something from history. I mean, is burning, a piece of art, something that's priceless, is literally being destroyed in front of us. Yeah, I mean, we have emotional ties to it. And that's okay. That's okay. We get that. But the question is, why is your emotionally tied to it? Is it because it's a piece of art? Or does it mean for something more? And see, that is what I'm starting to see now, is that they're saying, no, this is something more than what it is as just being a church. It's a status symbol. And that's where the line needs to stop, and that's where we kind of need to evaluate ourselves. Again, it's sad. No doubt about that. I'm not taking that away. I mean, I saw it too, and I was like, whoa, this is insane. This is sad. But why are we sad? What is our emotional value to this thing? Is it just because it's a piece of art? Or is it something more? Today, this morning when I woke up and I was kind of going through the news and seeing things, and there was a missionary who died. He was gunned down. And now that, we have a human life being taken. That, to me, should be more. I draw more to that because a life was taken. Somebody who was working in the faith, who was literally there spreading the gospel, the hope and the resurrection of Jesus Christ that we just read about at the end of the break. He is the one I really am heartbroken for because he died. A life has been taken. Now we know where he's at. I know he's in the best place in the world. I'm not disputing that. I had a friend of a friend died earlier this week. And I called my friend up and I said, "You okay?" And he said, "You know, it's bittersweet right now. It's sweet because I know he's with Jesus, but it's bitter because I miss him. And I know that he's with Jesus and I'm not." And I was like, that's a perfect response because this missionary who died. He's with Jesus now. But what about the people that killed him? I mean, we pray for them, right? Because that's where the really, I mean, that's the mission that we do here. Not this building we have here. Now, you see, our priorities have shifted. And that's where this Passion Week is really about. Where's our priorities? Where are we standing on? Are we standing on an architectural marvel? It's no dispute about that. Because it burned down, or are we really, really sad because we're saying a place of worship, a place where the gospel was being taught, where Jesus was being proclaimed, the fact that they celebrated the resurrection and they were inviting people into these walls and be able to show them who the risen King is, that place is gone? Or is it more like, it's a status symbol? Now, if you have any questions or comments or concerns or whatever you want to do, email me, justinjamesshow@gmail.com. That's justinjamesshow@gmail.com. I'll be glad to, we'll talk about it. But we have to understand this. We have to understand that this shows something very significant going on in Europe. And I pray that this is a wake-up call for the church in Europe. And I hope you do the same too. Because it's like, oh, what's going on here? Buildings are literally being torn down in Europe. Churches are. There's many churches now that are no longer used in a place of worship. They're just used as a museum. Oh, come, look. This is where so-and-so stood. Oh, this is where this person preached. But what did he preach? Oh, come, this is where sanctuary, where people hid in from persecution, from the crown. Well, okay. They're all going to be done away with. That's what it says in Revelations. He's going to literally burn the earth. He's going to torch it. He's going to burn it. He's going to, because he's going to build a new one. And only through the hope of Christ Jesus can we be able to hold on that. I don't know. What are your thoughts, comments about this? And again, email me about it. And hopefully with the investigation, we can find out what's really happening there. But the investigation that I really want us to focus on is where the heart is at on all this. I heard yesterday, I was watching TV, and churches around the world were ringing their bells and to pay homage to Notre Dame. Now, I thought that was a little bit ridiculous because nobody died. Nobody died. It's a building. Yes, it's tragic, but it's a building. It's a building, and it can be rebuilt, and they're going to rebuild it, and they've already had billions of dollars already being pledged to build it. But why? Why? I'm thinking because it makes them feel better about themselves. But what did Jesus say about the temple? You can destroy it. It's going to be destroyed. The temple was destroyed. We know it's been destroyed because it's not there no more. And then we have the Dome of the Rock on top of the Temple Mount. And if you go on the west side there, you can see the craters where the Roman soldiers pushed those rocks down, part of the temple down. And you can see the craters it made when they were literally were throwing these boulders. And I'm talking man-made huge boulders. They threw them over the side. That temple's gone. Herod's temple is gone. It's never going to come back. But Jesus is alive. And that is the most important temple we need to hold on to. So anyway, if you like this program, I'm going to continue to go ahead and subscribe to it. Please Share your friends. If you can, I'm here for you. Questions, comments, whatever you want to do. I love each and every one of you. I hope that you have a wonderful Resurrection Sunday. Spend time with the family. Enjoy in the eternal life that we've been promised through the King and through his deeds on Calvary and through walking out of that empty tomb. God bless, and we will see you here next time on the Justin James Show.
Justin James.